This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Juregi, J-A-U-R-E-G-U-I, first name Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, date of birth December 13, 1970, date of evaluation May 27, 2025, referring physician is Dr. Saqib Hassan, S-A-Q-I-B, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 54-year-old female who is seen for cardiovascular evaluation, the HBI. The patient is a 54-year-old female who is employed at Kaiser and was working a COVID drive-thru period. In December, she awoke with a left-sided foot droop, period. She continued to work, period. She then saw occupational health in January of 2021, period. She was ultimately found to have had a ruptured disc, period. She underwent conservative course of treatment, period. However, she continued with right-sided symptoms and severe sciatica, period. Pain is described as constant. It is typically 3 - 4/10, but increases to 5/10 with activity. She walks daily, period. The past medical history includes hypertension, next number allergic rhinitis, next number prediabetes, next number asthma, past surgical history. She had inguinal hernia repair of the left at age 15, right shoulder x2. She has had transposition of the right ulnar nerve, period. Medication. She is currently on hormone replacement therapy. In addition, amlodipine, 5 milligrams, 1 daily. Flonase, 2 puff every morning. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 HS. Pepcid, 2 daily. Septra double strength, period. B. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history. Sister had CVA at age 60. Mother had hypertension. Another sister had diabetes. Father had diabetes and hypertension. Social history. Patient reports occasional alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems. Otherwise, unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 125/87. Pulse 88. Respiratory rate 16. Height 60 inches. Weight 124.2 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal. There is a positive straight leg test on the left. There is paravertebral tenderness and involving the lumbar spine, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 74 beats per minute, period. There is non-specific T-wave change present, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine and pelvis reveals mild, moderate degenerative changes. There is preservation of lumbar lordosis. There is no evidence of spondylolisthesis. There is no scoliosis. There is no evidence of fracture dislocation. MRI on November 14, 24. There is transitional anatomy that is causing bilateral recessed stenosis, period. There is bilobular central disc herniation at L5-S1, period. Formal radiology reports reveal L5-S1 disc base narrowing with a 4-millimeter disc extrusion decreased in size since the prior study. There is moderate bilateral foraminal narrowing. The overall clinical impression, this is a ...54-year-old female who suffered an industrial injury, period. She is noted to have L5-S1 bilobular central disc herniation, causing bilateral recess stenosis. She has lumbar radiculopathy, left greater than right. She has left foot drop, period. She has history of hypertension, which is controlled, period. Patient's lab work reveal sodium 137, potassium 4.9, chloride 101, bicarb 26, BUN 10, creatinine 0.86, glucose 97, white blood cell count 7.6, hemoglobin 14.3, platelets 328. Urine analysis reveals a specific gravity of 1.012 and is otherwise unremarkable. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. Her labs are unremarkable. She has borderline EKG. She has controlled hypertension. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for saying, signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.